time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Ahu Sarab and her family moved to Georgia from Iran in the late 1970s when she was just a toddler. Shortly after, she met her best friend Julie Streen. Now, both 41 and with many shared memories and milestones, they take some time in the StoryCorps Atlanta booth to laugh off some harsh realities they both endured by talking about some mischievous moments from their tomboyish childhood. Julie began the conversation.
Your mom and my mom got along very well, considering the time back in the early 80s and, you know, where you came from. And then that was stressful for y'all. But I think aside from that, you and I have understood each other.
Yeah. Because that was the interesting thing. My family being from Iran, we didn't get a very warm reception in the neighborhood. Like, people blew out our windows and our cars, and I got a black eye because kids threw rocks. But your family was always really accepting of us. Like, your mom was just, she just had a big heart.
Yeah.
I feel like she was always very accepting of us. Whereas other people kind of feared us.
I was either at your house, you were at my house. It was never a thing, ever.
But it was always a thing with other kids.
But you never expressed any fear towards me. You never talked about it with me, and I didn't even know.
I never talked about much.
No. I remember we were in our 20s, and you came over, and we were sitting on my balcony, and that was when the first time, and we were like 26, when you really told me what happened.
Yeah. So it's interesting how we were inseparable, and we dressed alike, and we did everything the same, but at the same time, we never shared.
Well, you were my escape. I was your escape. And
yeah. You know, I think, too, that's why we kind of stayed outside all the time. Just kind of out of the home.
The creek.
The creek.
We were tomboys. We got
climbed
dirty.
Climbed
trees. Beat up boys.
Yeah. You beat up everyone.
I think I did.
All I would have to do is say that person was not nice and you would beat him up.
I was your bodyguard.
You were my bodyguard. We rode bikes everywhere. We'd ride our bikes up to 7-Eleven.
I mean, considering everything, we had a great childhood because back then it was fine to be on your bike and literally be gone. There were no cell phones or anything. You could get on your bike, come home, you know, at dusk. And I mean, we were all over the place.
We were mischievous.
Oh, writing the checks from my mom's checking account.
When we took all her extra checks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we spent the entire day. And we rode around the entire neighborhood.
And trust me, we didn't leave checks for the mean neighbors. No, they didn't get jack.
But we paid everyone.
But we paid most of
them. We paid
we
most
were feeling very generous
all
that
of
day.
The neighborhood. And that was a big neighborhood. The bank ended up calling her and said that they've had multiple checks coming in with people trying to cash them. And they were things like, to my neighbor, because you're nice for me. $1 million.
Yeah. It was obvious children's handwriting.
We didn't understand that they were extra checks, but extra checks that were valid. Your mom had to close her account down.
Yeah.
They charged her hundreds of dollars in fees.
Poor mom.
I feel like for me personally, my most difficult times was when we moved when I was 12. We lost touch. I didn't really know you through high school.
But we still, you know, it was enough for us. I mean, obviously.
Yeah. But we did our standard MO where we didn't talk about life. You know, we may not have always liked one another, but it's apparent that we always loved one another.
Oh, yeah. And we were sisters. I mean, you know.
And I've always felt that. There was no option for you to not be in my life. Like, there never will be.
That was Ahu Sarab talking with her best friend Julie Streen. This story was locally produced for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the StoryCorps Atlanta booth. To book time with a friend or a loved one, please visit wabe.org/StoryCorps.